Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us. Huge show coming your way today, as we are going to have our premiere episode of Caddy Smack on Gym Class here on KGYM. We'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. Brian Haas, the head pro at Blue Top Ridge, down at the Riverside Golf and Resorts. We'll get that coming up here, the proper tutelage to that. We'll talk with him coming up, and Tyler Stith, Iowa men's golf coach, is going to join us coming up here as well in just a little bit. Chris Robertson is going to join us in just a couple of minutes, the head boys basketball coach at Linmar. We're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up on Saturday night over at Linmar High School. The ACC touring senior basketball team will be in town. That includes Marcus Page. And they're going to take on a group of local senior high schoolers, graduated seniors, if you will. And that'll be coming up on Saturday night. So a lot to get to and a lot to talk about here on the Wednesday edition of the show. You can reach us, as always, on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's a Guppies on the Go text line. You can also reach us via the phone line, same number at 319-366-1600. Mark, good afternoon. It's starting to feel like spring.
It sure is, and that means golf season, and I know we're going to try to get out this weekend, but it seems like a long time coming. Even though the winter was fairly mild, I think it was very generous to the golf courses, including Brian's, but great time of year. Can't wait to get out.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great golf season. And why not get sunny and 62 degrees today as we open up Caddy Smacks? And we'll do that here in just a little bit. First news of the day in Iowa City today. Not only were there two more assistant coaches to talk to, the roundtable continuing as Iowa spring football practice gears up for their spring scrimmage coming up a week from Saturday. But finally, the NCAA gave the ruling, the inevitable ruling, if you will, to the Iowa Hawkeyes today. In case you missed it, Drew Ott, his appeal for his sixth year has been turned down by the NCAA, and his career at Iowa has now officially come to an end.
Well, it's unfortunate for the Iowa football team and the Iowa fans, but I think it was inevitable. Drew Ott played in 46% of Iowa's games, and I think, I don't know for sure, but I think Iowa tried to break it down in terms of number of snaps in order to meet that 30% threshold that the NCAA requires to give you a medical red shirt. But obviously that didn't work, and people really leaning on the NCAA today. And as far as I can tell, this is the second appeal that Ott and the University of Iowa made. And while it took up until now for that second appeal to be delivered, you know, if Ott would have accepted the first appeal, he would have had plenty of time to get ready for the NFL draft. We'll talk to Dan Schonk on Friday of ourlads.com about the NFL draft and see where Drew Ott fits in. But did the NCAA bungle it? What do you think?
Yeah, and interested to know what you think out there. 319-366-1600. Did they bungle it? I think they bungled the process. I expected the final verdict to come down in this fashion. I didn't think Drew Ott was going to get another year because he surpassed that plateau that was that's the line. And he went over that. No matter how many snaps he played in a couple of games, I understand the University of Iowa's stand on that, and it's too bad for Drew Ott. I think the NCAA could have handled it better. They probably could have had open communication between themselves and the University of Iowa football program. But in the end, I think everybody knew that was going to be the finding that the NCAA had. Just my thoughts on it. What do you think?
Well, number one, I wanted to know on what basis did the university appeal. And if it was on the number of snaps and tried to boil it down that way, Kirk Ferentz said Drew Ott played about 200 snaps this year. It's in a normal 12, 13-game season, each team's going to get, 60 snaps on average, something like that. So, although I don't know that for sure, not a bad tactic to go, but it's not the NCAA rules.
Yeah. And, Alex, you were in Iowa City today. Kirk Ferentz actually was there, made a statement before the assistant coaches, before his son. He was one of the assistant coaches on the dais, and Kirk was disappointed. Didn't really raise his voice or anything like that. Didn't make a scene, but you could tell it was disappointed Kirk today.
Yeah, and I think that the biggest issue that he had, and he really didn't get into many particulars, but Michael Oss asked him if he thought that his case was heard, was truly heard, and he said the first words that came out of his mouth were, I don't know how to answer that question. That's a tough question to answer. And I think that was the biggest thing. Drew Ott, when asked if he went to the NCAA and asked for an explanation, he said, I don't know who to go to. It seems like the biggest issue that they had was somewhat of the bureaucracy of the NCAA and how long it took and who handled the case. And it just... It was frustrating. You could tell it was frustrating for all the parties involved.
Very much so. Very much so. But Drew Ott is not going to get another year of eligibility for the Hawkeyes. He will enter the NFL draft. He'll be ready for it, and we'll see if his name comes up sometime in a couple of weeks or so. We're going to call Chris Robertson here and get the lowdown on what's coming up on Saturday night. If you have some quick comments, I'd love to hear from you on the text line at 319-366-1600. And other than that, a lot of talk about some guys who a couple of the assistant coaches expect to see, expect to hear from in the spring game, and your typical Wednesday spring news conference in Iowa City.
A lot of talk about the offensive line, and we both know, or all three of us know, how much juggling that offensive line went through last year between guards moving to tackle and centers playing guard and so on and so forth on a team that won 12-0, by the way.
Yes, it did.
Trying to sort that out, get the best folks in the proper positions. I think center is going to be a key. James Daniels, a terrific talent. I think he came in as a center, did he not? And played guard and tackle up till now. But a couple others in the mix as well. So I think that's a key position.
Yeah, Brian Ferentz talking about that, and that will be a key position. Always is for any football team, but especially this one for the Iowa football team this fall. We're going to go for football and talk a little basketball. We also have our giveaway today. We got another pair of tickets to the show coming up on June 12th at the U.S. Cellular Center here in Cedar Rapids and Practical Jokers. We're going to give that away coming up here in just a little bit. But Saturday night, we're all going to be over at Linn Mar High School. And tell us more about that as the head boys basketball coach for the Linn Mar Lions. And that's Chris Robertson, who joins us here on the sunny sunny edition of the program on this Wednesday. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing great, and we're not usually talking basketball when it's 60-some degrees and sunny, but we're doing it now, right?
Hey, at least the sun is finally shining and the wind's not blowing.
There you go. This is a big, big event coming up on Saturday night. Marcus Page coming back, bringing a lot of his friends, senior friends from the ACC, and kind of give us the nuts and bolts of all this.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. I think it's really awesome that they decided to come to Iowa and give Marcus another chance to play in the Linn Mar gym. I know a lot of people around the Linn Mar community are really, really excited about it. And, you know, to see that type of ACC talent in our gym will be fun. And, like I said, just should be a fun night. And, you know, like I said, great to have Marcus back in town.
Chris, what are some of the ACC players you expect? And the local players as well.
You know, I don't know for sure as far as who's coming from the ACC. I know there are four guys from Carolina, So I have to assume it's, you know, Marcus, Bryce Johnson, Joel James, and then they may have another senior walk-on. But I heard four Carolina guys, two NC State players, two Georgia Tech, or not Georgia Tech, what did I say? NC State, Wake Forest, and then I think one from – there's another one. But I think there's about 8 to 10 guys that are coming from the ACC to play. And then as far as the team that's going to play against them, I can't give a lot of that information away just due to some NCAA regulations as far as using names. But it should be a – to be a good group of local talent that's going to go up against them.
Are you coaching the group of local talent?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. My last communication with the ACC group was that I could sit on the bench, on the ACC bench, so I'd much rather sit on that bench with the winning team. But if I'm not coaching the high school group, it'll be Jordan Prinney that'll coach them. So,
all right. Well, they'll be in good hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris, in the championship game, the NCAA championship game, in the last couple minutes, what was going through your mind?
I thought we were at Cedar Rap. I thought we were at Prairie High.
That's what Scott said too, Chris.
I did. I really thought he was going to absolutely will them to a national championship, and you know, he almost did it. But there was a lot of pride in our basement that night, watching, especially that second half.
That shot he made at the end, the double pump three-pointer, that could go down, it will go down as one of the greatest shots in NCAA championship history. Only, I guess, negative is the fact that they gave Villanova a little over 4 seconds to come up with their own shot of history.
Yeah, I do. I think that shot will be replayed. And you know, we talked a little bit the next day. I think, unfortunately, had they won the game, that would be a shot we would see forever. Like, you know, Michael Jordan, Keith Smart, you know, those shots, the you know, those NCAA tournament memories. But that last stretch, you know, when he hit the corner three and then somehow he got that steal into the basket and put it back up. And then the last one was just unbelievable. You know, it was a great way to finish his career. Just unfortunately, couldn't quite finish it and get the W.
You had some tournament throws with you and I as well, Chris.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy, you know, to see them play so well that night. We were actually on our way back from spring break, and we stopped in Nashville that night and watched in our hotel, and the people next door probably thought, what was going on in that room? I was yelling at the TV. And but, yeah, that was, a crushing way to lose a game and end a season. And, you know, for Matt to end his career like that was too bad, but obviously – time heals, and you look back on a lot of great memories there. But it was a good run by you and I in Carolina. Made a lot of fun for me watching the tournament this year.
Yeah, not too bad for a lot of guys that you coached against and that you coached yourself with Matt Bohannon and Marcus Page. And when you take a look at the Jeremy Morgans and the Washpens and the guys that the Hawkeyes had, Jared Utoff, and just on down the line, Eastern Iowa was pretty well represented in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, absolutely. It was a lot of fun to watch you and I throughout the entire season just because of all those guys that played in our conference and guys from the Cedar Rapids area. And then to see Iowa have their success with, you know, Utoff and then, you know, Woodbury and those guys. It just made a lot of fun. And, you know, I think, you know, we've always felt like the last, you know, several years that, you know, the crop of high school talent in Iowa has been really, really good. But you know, to see it displayed on the national stage and to see how those guys have all that success was really, really exciting.
Are there tickets available yet for Saturday? And if so, how do people get them, Chris?
Yeah, there are. Our gym holds about 2,200, and so that's what they've allotted for tickets. And we've pre-sold about 1,500 last I knew. So when we talked to them, they said that's unbelievable. Usually they only pre-sell about 400 or 500. So I think you can still get them online. I don't have that website, but I don't have that in front of me, but there is an ACC barnstorming tour. I think you can go to their website and they have tickets available for a couple days, and you can get them at Linmar High School. And then they will sell walk up tickets. They're $10 if you buy them in advance, or $15 if you walk up. And as of right now, there might still be some walk-up tickets, but we expect it to be pretty full, if not a sellout, by the time Saturday night comes.
Yeah, and the construction, I think, still wrapping up. So make your plans to get there a little early.
Yeah, the gates open at 6. The game doesn't actually start till 7:30, but you got that right. Get there early because construction still kind of messes up our entrances a little bit. So people have to they'll get a little tour of the building as they walk to the gym.
Yeah, and you can go to a couple of websites just to throw that out. You've got on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/ACC Barnstorming, and then you can also go ahead and go to carolinabarnstorming.com. I think both places will get you to where you want to go as far as tickets are concerned. And it's going to be a fun night. I mean, this is one of those once in a generation nights that comes around.
Yeah, it really is. That's kind of how we're looking at it. And, you know, it's really nice of the group to do that. I think normally this tour stays in the state of North Carolina, and I understand it went to Indiana maybe a few years ago for one of the Plumleys. But I think with Marcus not getting to play that game at UNI was a big reason why they chose to put this on the tour so he could have a chance to come back to his home state and play another game. And like I said, it is once in a lifetime, and the people around Linmar were really, really excited to, you know, to obviously get him back in our gym and get some shots up. And there's going to be a three-point contest, dunk contest in between a couple of the quarters. So there'll be some fun activities, and they sign autographs afterwards for a few minutes at least. So I think it'll be a fun night for the fans.
Yeah, and you got some backup baskets there ready to go in case, you know, dunks get out of control or something like that. Or
the first question we had was Bryce Johnson hanging on our rims, but that we've been told that they will dunk gently and not hang on the rim. So we'll hope they follow through with that.
And I'm not so sure Jordan Prinney is not going to jump into the 3-point contest.
Hey, it wouldn't be bad. He could probably shoot. He can still shoot. I know that.
Yeah, he certainly can. So 7:30 game, 6 o'clock doors open, and tickets are still available, but you better hurry because they're going fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait. If you're going to come, you might as well get on top of it early and get the tickets so you know you got a seat.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll see you on Saturday night, Chris. Thanks for stopping on, and we will look forward to a great night.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, and we'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Head coach Chris Robertson of the Linmar boys basketball team. The ACC Barnstorming Tour is going to be at Linmar coming up on Saturday night.
Very cool thing.
It is. It is a really neat thing. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk golf. We're going to get into our first Caddy Smack on the Gym Class program for 2016. We'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
My husband and I shopped locally for a loan on a used truck, but the rates quoted seemed high. We were frustrated. Then we heard DuPaco's Money Makeover takes a good look at your total financial picture and can often uncover hidden money. We were fascinated. Sarah at DuPaco took a look at our credit history and explained the higher rates. Our high credit card balances were driving our credit score down. We were humiliated. So she consolidated $25,000 worth of credit card debt, saving us $550 a month. Then took $200 of that amount and opened a Roth IRA. By the time our oldest goes off to college, we'll have almost $30,000. If we leave it there, $300,000 at retirement. We're exhilarated. You can bank on a bank for some things, but give credit to a credit union like DuPaco for putting people before profits.
The DuPaco Money Makeover, a good look for your financial future.
We went in frustrated and came out infatuated.
DuPaco Community Credit Union, member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
A lot of choices for Eastern Iowa used car shoppers, but when you want the no bull best used vehicle you can get, shop the Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. You can be super sure with Superstore certified vehicles. 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. It's yours because Coralville Used Car Superstore certified vehicles have passed a 161-point vehicle inspection and reconditioning program, a vehicle history report, no charge, and a 3-day like-it-or-exchange-it policy guarantees it. That's the no-bull difference at the Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Don't sign. Don't buy anywhere until you ask, do you have a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty, vehicle inspection, vehicle history, and exchange program? You want to gamble? Go to a casino. You want the no-bull best used vehicle you can get? You go to the Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets on the Coralville Strip. And nobody works harder to get your credit approved. Super, super, super. McGrathAuto.com.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
And we are back with you at 3:22 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And we're going to talk some golf with you as Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Our first live edition of the show. Looking forward to bringing that to you. Brian Haas here in studio. And before we talk golf, Mark, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to Impractical Jokers coming up on June the 12th at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. Sal, Joe, Murr, and Q will be there for the Santiago Centus Tour.
I tuned into this show last night.
Did you?
Hilarious. 10 minutes in, I was hooked. Alex described the show the other day, and it's just funny.
Special blend of comedy, hijinks, never-before-seen videos on stage, and that is what they will bring to the U.S. Cellular Center coming up on June 12th. So we're going to give a pair of tickets away right now. Alex got a smile on his face a mile wide.
I texted him when I was watching last night.
So we're going to go caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see Impractical Jokers coming up on June 12th at the U.S. Cellular Center. And we've got tickets to give away yet Thursday and Friday. Friday, of course, we're down in Iowa City at Coach's Corner for the KGYM road trip. And right now we bring in our good friend Brian Haas, the head professional at Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort down there, and joins us for another year, I believe our fourth year.
It is.
Of Caddy Smack. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and y'all?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great, and great to see you, and everything's going well so far.
It is. Look at the bright, sunny day today. Golf is on everybody's mind. Tomorrow, the weather breaks for sure. It's going to be exciting.
Well, this is going to be exciting as well. Of course, we've had Caddy Smack on Saturday mornings the past 3 years, but we decided to go a little bit different route, go live with it, go throughout the summer. We can bring in phone calls, text. If you have a question. Now, Brian can't see your swing. Keep that in mind.
Right, right.
But you can help out. So if you have a question for Brian, don't hesitate to let us know about it at 319-366-1600 on the Guppies on the Go text line or the phone lines as well.
Scott's been out, Brian. He was in Missouri. This weekend, it'll be my first time out. And I guess not only for me, but folks out there, important things to remember when you get out there the first time.
Sure. First time, really, what I see a lot of players do is they'll go right to the range. They'll grab clubs that are way too long. And make big swings. Start out chipping and putting first. Get some tempo going. Watch the little shots and kind of get those under control. And then head over to the range and then start lengthening out. Hit some shots that are 20 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards, and work your way out. That'll start your tempo for the season and for that day as well, and get you off to a good start. And just work your way out instead of big to small.
You see so many people just grab the driver right out of the chute and start trying to rip it, and that's not the way to go.
Yeah, and the Masters is a great event to watch because they show the practice range there a lot more than they do any other event, because they just have probably the best practice facility in the world. But when you watch them, they're putting and chipping first, and they're going to the little pitch area, and then they make their way over to the tee box or the practice tee, and you watch them again work their way out and to the longer clubs, and then work their way back in when they're finished, so they warm back down as well.
And we're going to talk about the Masters coming up in a little bit. And by the way, congratulations to Matt from Marion. He's going to go see Impractical Jokers, maybe with Alex and Mark now. So we will see about that. Also remember, first time out, make sure you stretch. Make sure you limber up a little bit, because these muscles have not been worked in about 3 or 4 months. And it's going to take a while to get them loosened up and get yourself ready to go.
And it's important not to overdo it. Making sure that your legs are loose, that maybe you sat on the ground and sat back on your heels a little bit and stretched the tops of your legs and stretched the backs of your legs, so that your glutes and your thighs have all been properly loosened up, because that's what's really driving it. And that's what keeps your back loose. When your legs get tight, that's when you injure your back.
On the putting green, whether it's the first time out or the 50th time out, what do you try to accomplish on the practice putting green? Because I know for me, I need to make a lot of 3, 4, 5 footers to make a score.
Right.
But then when you move back, excuse me, to the 20, 25, 30 foot range, in my mind, right or wrong, I'm not trying to really make them. I'm trying to get the pace.
Yeah, early in the season, I like to start with a ladder game. And the ladder game is starting at 3 feet and going out to 5 feet. And it, whether you're doing that in 2 foot or 3 foot increments, but ladder five or six balls out. Start at the closest ball and work your way backwards. And as you're making those strokes, you're doing them from different distances. Your goal is to get those inside of a bucket, basically. Not necessarily try to make them all. Maybe the first couple because they're a lot closer. But keep your head still. Try to notice where your nose is in relationship to your golf ball and don't let it move. And make those strokes. And your first strokes, your expectation should really be to get that ball around the hole and close, so the next one is really a tap in or a kick in. And then as you do that a few times, then start trying to make them and really focus on keeping your nose still and getting that putter going down the line.
What I learned last year and what I always remember is we talked about it, I think it was from 5 feet or 10 feet for PGA pros.
Yeah. And it's I want to say off the top of my head without seeing it, it's 8 feet.
8 feet.
And it's 49%.
PGA pros make only 49% really? Of the putts from 8 feet out.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's an average, though. So the player that's winning, odds are they're putting a little better than average that day.
Right.
But when Adam Scott won the Masters, he was actually 0.1 less than average that week for the Masters with a long putter. And so it shows you it's not always putting, because he was 0.1 worse than the average player that week. But if you hang around that average, you know, you'll do pretty well.
Question on the Guppies on the Go text line, 9579. What is the general rule, Brian, when addressing the ball on a hill in regards to foot placement? And I suppose you can look at that, ball below your feet, ball above your feet, downhill lie, uphill lie.
Right. And the big key to that is really understanding the plane of your swing. So if it's a downhill lie, you need to get your body down the hill so your shoulders are more parallel to the hill. And what that does is allow the club to impact the ball just like it would if you're on a flat lie. A lot of times you need a little more loft because as you lean your shoulders down that hill, you're de-lofting that club. So it's going to come off a little lower, a little hotter. So a little more loft will actually act as though the proper club that you're using. Up the hill, some players are going to play that different. Some will use their chest and get their shoulders going up the hill with the lie. Others will go ahead and just dig the ball right in and go ahead and know that they're going to kind of stub it into the hill a little bit. Both are okay. That's a style of play, and you're going to see both that way. When the ball's below your feet, That's one where you really have got to stay and keep your knees a little more bent than usual and really focus more like in a bunker, maybe not using your lower body quite as much. So sometimes a little more club is better and really focus on keeping your knees bent at the angle that you are at address all the way through.
Are you going to assume it's going left to right in that case or not?
Left or right, yes and no. It depends on the player's ability. So I think you can hit that very straight for a top end player, and your average player will probably pull that ball a little bit. It'll be a
ball below your feet.
Below your feet, it'll be a little pull cut
because you're overcompensating.
Yeah, you're overcompensating, right? You feel like you got to pull through that, so they'll leave the face open too. They'll pull cut it is what they'll do, and then the ball that's above your feet, most players will assume they're going to pull it left. And more times you will. And so that with that one, you really, a lot of times just choking up on the club, maybe even taking a little more club so you have enough loft to get there and giving yourself a good steady base again. Because when the ball's in a funny position like that, the less you do with your lower body, the more likely you're going to hit it solid.
There you go. Thanks. Very good question to start things off. And if you have a question, text us or give us a call at 319-366-1600. It's a good question because we saw a lot of those uneven lies over the weekend at Augusta National. By the way, congratulations to Danny Willett. And boy, they, like we talked about on Monday with Mike Halas, that thing does not start until the back nine.
It doesn't.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
And did it again.
Yeah. And I look at it as he played really steady for 4 days. He hung right in there, played well. I mean, he won. He did great.
Now, on the other hand, you had Jordan Spieth. And we've all been there before. Pro, amateur, once a week, three times a week, doesn't matter. Everybody's had a hole like Jordan Spieth had.
And so I'll ask you too, did he lose it?
I'm with you. I think he was 3 under the other 17,
right?
On Sunday, and
right.
Danny Willett shot 5 under,
no bogeys,
and
no bogeys.
It was very un-Jordan like.
I agree with that.
To see that.
I say he made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he lost it. You know, in that one particular hole, that may have lost it for him, but I don't know that he lost the
tournament. The shot from the drop was...
Yeah.
That was the one
just
that
as
was
bad,
the killer.
If not worse. Yeah,
yeah, he's feeling it. There's no doubt about it. And every player's been there. We've all been there, the three of us for sure, and hit those shots. That's a tough one. You know, I look at Jordan's situation as his first year ever playing the Masters, he finished second. The second year he ever played in the Masters, he won. And the third year he ever played it, he finished second. He's not even finished third yet.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not bad. Now, he did something different, though. He went at an angle over toward 13 on his drop.
Right.
Usually, the pros tend to stay between the tee and the middle of that 12th green.
It's a little flatter over there.
Right. But if he had to do it again, I don't know if he would. I don't know what he would do. He would
I'm
do something
sure
different.
Either.
I know that.
I thought about that myself, and I'm not sure what I would have done either, is the honest truth, because I see his point of moving over there. It is a lot flatter.
Right.
And you're not having to hit this downhill side kind of shot. And that's a tough one.
A couple of storylines that came out of the Masters, and perhaps you guys knew about this before I heard about it during Masters Week, and Bryson DeChambeau, really a different kind of guy and an immense talent. We have him on our fantasy team.
Yes, so we do.
He has the same length of shaft on all his clubs.
Yeah, that's not
What's
anything,
the history of that?
It's not new, and... I want to say it was Max Fly that did it a number of years back in the 90s, and they had an even length set that they produced, and it just wasn't well
received.
Yeah, and so with that, it's been out there. I don't hate the idea, especially when you get more into the average player or somebody that's just learning the game, because there's no doubt the plane is different for each club. As it gets longer, you know, a lot of people ask, do I swing the driver different than I swing anything else? Well, no, you don't, but kind of you do. It's so much longer that your plane is different, and the ball is sitting on a tee, and you do swing up at it a little bit. So then you go to the three wood that's sitting on the ground, just like your 8-iron or pitching wedge. Do you swing those different? Well, you kind of do, because the plane is different. It's a much longer, flatter plane with that longer club, and it's a steeper more vertical plane with a shorter club. So they are different in that sense. But they're not. You're still making the same turn. You're still making the same movements. But it is different. So his opportunity to make the same swing over and over with the same length club, his odds are better.
Zach Johnson did not make the cut, well, for a couple reasons. He struggled on Friday, but a two-stroke penalty for grounding his club, but brushing his club in the water on Ray's Creek on 13, I believe it was. Something he claims he didn't see at the time, but the replays being what they are today.
Right.
I made the comment the other day, Bobby Jones never would have had to go through that.
Right.
because replays didn't exist. But my question to you is about not only the replays that exist today in professional golf, but for those of us amateurs that want to play an honest game.
Right.
And what if something like that happens to us? We don't have the replay.
Well, someone has to see it or you have to see it. So the truth is nobody knew you did it then. So you couldn't add the strokes even if you wanted to. So you're playing the game properly. It's when you do see the water move and you did that, what Zach did. That sort of thing. That's when you need to penalize yourself. It is a gentleman's game, and that's what they call it. Call it a ladies' game too, because ladies are playing more and more as the years go on. And the reality is, that's what's so great about the game. We are our own referees, and it needs to stay that way. And unfortunately for the tour players, it's not exactly that way. But the truth is if you see something like that, or they see something like that. It's the gentleman's game. He didn't know it, but somebody did see it, and so they need to call a penalty.
Yeah, they did. And one more thing about the Masters before we move on, and we're going to talk to Tyler Stith, Iowa men's golf coach, coming up. They've got the Hawkeye Invitational this weekend. And that is the non-anchoring of the putters. Now, you saw Adam Scott has had a terrific year. He's had two wins. He's gone back just to a conventional length putter. But Bernhard Langer still has the long putter. And I know, Mark, you and I texted about it this weekend. You said, boy, it's pretty darn close. He's not anchoring. It's pretty darn close there.
Right, right.
It's not against his sternum or anything like that, but boy, there's not a lot of daylight in there.
I agree. Yeah. And I'll have to go with kind of what the announcers were saying. It's Bernhard Langer. And if he says he's not anchoring it, he's not anchoring it. And he's always been the black and white kind of rules guy throughout his whole career and has been pretty upfront. He's just a great guy. If you remember, we did, about a 15-minute interview with him 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what a neat guy. Tough. I've tried that. I'm an advocate for the long putter. I like the long putter. I think that keeps not so much the tour players in the game, but the average player in the game and our senior players in the game. And I don't want to see them go away, just because they feel like they can't putt any longer. So I'm not in favor of the ruling. However, I understand it. And I've tried not anchoring in any way against my body and using that long putter. I actually think it's harder now.
Oh, I think it is too.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That thing was made to be anchored.
Right, right. So I like the direction that Adam went with his putter, and there's lots of great ways to go. They now make the dual balance putters, which are kind of a mid-length, and they put an extra 50 grams at the butt of the putter, and it also helps the putter swing a little bit more like an anchored putter. However, it's not anchored. There's a lot of great options for players that were anchoring, and those are things that if you go to your local golf professional and ask them and say, hey, I was an anchored player, can you help me? They would love to help you. They want to help you and keep you playing.
Yeah. 3:39, I'm going ahead and take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Tyler Stith. He is the men's golf coach for the University of Iowa. They've got the big Hawkeye Invitational coming up this weekend in Iowa City. Going to be beautiful weather down there for that. So stay tuned. More to come after this as you're listening to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on this Wednesday edition here on KGYM.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on, they were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-653-7127. That's 800-653-7127. Again, 800-653-7127. 800-653-7127.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time-consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build with wood? Make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, Wednesday edition here on KGYM. We're also going to talk some bowling coming up because it's a big night, Mark. Huge night in the world of bowling coming up this evening.
Well, it is indeed, and we will get to that. I'm disappointed in our poll question today. I'll read this real briefly.
Go ahead.
Where would you rather be tonight, the Oracle Arena or the Staples Center? That would be Golden State or
Kobe Bryant's last game.
And, Todd Bromelkamp failed to put May City Bowl on here. So.
Which is third, certainly. Maybe a third trailing quite a bit. But, hey, it could be on there. We'll talk about that more here in just a little bit. But this weekend should be a great weather weekend. The Iowa Hawkeyes are going to be hosting their annual Invitational at Finkbine Golf Course. And Tyler Stith joining us, the head men's golf coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Are you on the golf course right now, or are you in the practice facility?
I'm actually in the practice facility. I ran inside just a few moments ago. The guys are out on the course practicing, enjoying this beautiful day, getting ready for our tournament this weekend.
Awesome, and it should be a lot of fun. You've kind of you've ran the gamut as far as weather, but this one might be the best one, at least the long-range forecast for Saturday and Sunday that you've had for your Invitational in a while.
Yeah, without question. I can remember 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we've had snow and wind, rain, everything this time of year. So we feel pretty fortunate to be able to host our event and be able to provide beautiful weather like we're going to have this weekend.
How's the season gone so far, Tyler? I think you're coming off a pretty good tournament down in Arizona.
Yeah, we did. We finished fifth last week at ASU. We were in contention going into the final day. Each week, you know, I think the guys have gotten a little bit better. You know, I think it's hard for some people to imagine that, you know, our golf season is coming, you know, to a close. We've got, you know, this home event, Big Ten Championships, and then the postseason. We've already been on the road 7 or 8 times this spring. Everybody's pretty much just getting their sticks out of their garage and getting outside and playing. But we've been playing since the beginning of February. The guys have been working extremely hard, getting better each and every week. We had really good performances last week from two of our younger guys. Matthew Walker had a top 10 finish. Sam Moret was in the top 10 going into the final round. He shot two rounds under par. So really getting all five guys going and playing well. I feel like we're peaking at the right time, and we're really looking forward to these last couple weeks of the season.
Well, I know, Brian, you work with some of the guys as well, and they're starting to get things. You're probably seeing that as well.
Yeah, no doubt. They're good players. And tell us, Tyler, who's all coming to the event this year?
We have 14 teams, including ourselves, so a little bit bigger field than we've had in the past. Some of the top teams that will be competing this year, SMU, Kansas State, Iowa State, Minnesota, Nebraska. So we've got a nice combination of Big Ten, Big 12 schools, some other regional teams, UMKC, DePaul, Wichita State. So really good field. 4 or 5 teams that'll be competing in the postseason. So an opportunity for us to pick up some quality wins on our home golf course.
I like, too, that over the last few years you've invited Iowa State, too, each year. I think that's exciting. You have a lot of local kids as well from Iowa State. Come see them compete at Finkbine as well.
Yeah, no question. You know, Coach Tank and I have been friends since we were playing junior golf against one another, so our relationship goes a long way back, and I have a lot of respect for him, and he's done a tremendous job with their program over there. So I know that our guys enjoy competing against them, and you know they've been a really solid team the last few years. So we try to get the strongest field that we can get each and every year, and certainly, you know, Iowa State, they're coming off a win last week at ASU, so they're defending champions, and you know, that's one of the teams that we need to beat this weekend.
I know, Tyler, last year you talked about this tournament being a springboard for the Big Ten and beyond, and I'm sure you still feel that way, huh?
Yeah, without question. You know, we finished third here a year ago, played really well just the last day. Just fortunately, we didn't make as many putts as we needed to win, but I feel like it gave us the confidence going into the Big Ten Championship. And it's a pretty quick turnaround. You know, we leave on Wednesday for Evansville, but I know last year the guys really responded well. After the Hawkeye, you know, we came out and we had the 18-hole lead at Big Ten. You know, Carson opened with 65, Ian opened with 67, and, you know, we carried that lead through 27 or maybe even 36 holes at the Big Ten Championship to cut off to just a really good start. So this weekend does help. It helps get the guys' confidence up. Again, being able to get outside and practice and play makes a huge difference. So we're looking to just continue the momentum that we have from ASU and carry it forward for the last few tournaments of the year.
Head Coach Tyler Stith joining us from down at Finkbine Golf Course in Iowa City. Iowa hosting the Hawkeye Invitational coming up this weekend. You mentioned the guys starting to come into their own a little bit, some of the younger guys anyway, and just kind of talk about your lineup throughout the year and how they've been progressing going up to this weekend.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, we've been fortunate to have several different guys compete throughout the year. I feel like our lineup this week gives us a great opportunity to win. Matthew and Sam, as I mentioned before, are really starting to play the best golf that they've played as Hawkeyes. And then our upperclassmen, you know, they're always solid, and I can always rely on, you know, Nate and Carson and Ray. You know, Carson's defending Big Ten champion. Nate Yankovic, a senior, is having his best season as a Hawkeye. He's got the lowest stroke average on the team. And junior Raymond Knoll, you know, won the Golf Week Conference Challenge earlier this year. So those three guys at the top of our lineup give us a lot of stability and a lot of consistency. And now we've got a couple of the younger guys that are stepping up and playing well. So, I mean, our five guys right now are all playing really good golf, and it's fun to see, especially coming down here the home stretch.
So, Coach, is this your third year? Is that correct?
This is my second year.
Second year. Wow, it goes fast. I lose track easy. I love it, though. You're comfortable. He's so comfortable now he's got yogi-isms.
Well,
I'm
been,
reading out yogi-ism
Brian,
here.
We've been working together for
a while.
A lot of the last 8 years. So
so it is your time.
Time does move fast.
Right. So I love your yogi-ism. Here's one that you put on Facebook. If we have five guys going for an individual title, the team is going to be in position to win. I love it. I hope so.
Yeah.
You would think so.
That's what we talk about each and every week. You know, we want guys competing for the individual title. You know,
I love it.
Different than other sports where, you know, we're not contributing to one another's play. You know, we have to have five guys going out, taking care of themselves and managing themselves on the golf course and making good decisions. And if we do that, the team component takes care of itself. If you have five guys going out trying to win each and every week, taking care of themselves, the team thing takes care of itself.
I know, Coach, you want to put yourself in position for the postseason. You're on the run for that right now, this weekend, and then going to Indiana for the Big Ten's coming up next weekend.
Absolutely. We're in a position where, you know, we control our own destiny. If we play well the last 2 weeks, you know, I believe that we will be in the postseason. You know, we've got an opportunity here at home to beat some teams that are ranked ahead of us. And again, at the Big Ten Championship, you know, there will be four or five teams that are ranked inside the top 50. So plenty of opportunities to pick up some quality wins and solidify our NCAA berth.
You had the Big Ten match play a couple of months ago, and you've seen some other Big Ten teams along the way. Who's going to be the toughest competition in the Big Ten?
Illinois has won the Big Ten Championship 5 out of the last 6 years. They're arguably the best team in the country. They won the 54-hole qualifying aspect of the NCAA championship a year ago, and then they got knocked off in match play. But they've been a top 5, top 10 team now for the last 5 or 6 years. So they're always going to be the team to beat until someone can knock them off the top. They're a really strong team. Other teams that have had really good years: Purdue, Penn State, Michigan State. Michigan are all ranked inside the top 50. So those are the teams that we got to beat if we want to, you know, continue our season and play in the postseason.
How's Finkbine right now? She ready to go?
The golf course is ready to go. It's in great shape. Ted Thorne and Mike Hoffman and the rest of their staff have done a great job, as they always do. Fairways are beautiful. The greens are picking up a little bit of speed each and every day. So I think the teams coming in this week are going to be really excited with the condition of the course.
Nice. How fast do you want the greens this weekend?
Well, I don't want them too much faster than what we've been playing on all spring. I mean, that's one of the, I suppose, this time of year that the grass starts to grow a little bit. They can dry out and speed up a little bit more than you would like. So they're rolling right around 10 right now, and that's what we're going to try to keep them out throughout the week. I mean, that's what we've been playing on all spring, so I'm not going to try to get them too much faster than what our guys are already used to.
That's good. That's very respectable speed and a great game plan for sure.
What time does everything tee off on Saturday?
9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Shotgun start both days. Fans are welcome and encouraged to come out, watch some great golf, future PGA Tour players in the field for sure. Weather's going to be fantastic. So we hope to see a lot of black and gold walking the fairways this weekend.
Well, you got the defending champions there. No Bryson DeChambeau there, though, for SMU this year.
No Bryson DeChambeau. He did compete in the fall at the Golf Week. Unfortunately, you know, he decided to take a break from school to, you know, continue his amateur career this spring. We would love to have him here, but nonetheless, you know, SMU are still a very, very strong team, and along with a couple other schools, there's going to be some really good competition here this weekend.
Tyler, how about some of the Hawkeye alumni? What are they doing? I know some of the players that have worked with Brian in the past as well.
Yeah, we've got, you know, several guys right now who are doing a really good job. We've got three guys in Latin America right now. Barry Kelpin, Vince India, Brian Bullington are all on the PGA Tour Latin America. Brad Hotfinger has, you know, last year he had web.com status, and right now he's kind of bouncing back and forth between the web and Latin America. And then Stephen Iam, who you all know and Brian knows quite well, he was on PGA Tour Latin America a year ago, and this year he missed his card, but I know he is in Florida trying to play his way back into that tour. So the way the mini tours are set up now, you know, its status is extremely important. The PGA Tour has set up several smaller tours, PGA Tour Latin America, PGA Tour Canada, PGA Tour Asia, and players are competing there and trying to get status for the web.com the following year. So the top five guys from each of those tours automatically get their web card for the following year. So right now that's where our guys are trying to, you know, make that next step in their career. And they've been doing a really good job so far. They keep in touch and come out and practice when they're back in town. And I know that it's important for the guys on the team now to see those guys doing well, because it's motivating, and those guys are certainly making all of us extremely proud. And I think it's only a matter of time before one of them, you know, break through, and we'll be watching them on Sunday on the PGA Tour.
And for everyone that doesn't know, the University of Iowa and Coach Hankins, along with Coach Tyler, they have really built just a tremendous practice facility. You know, from the indoor facility with the indoor putting and chipping and the bays to hit out into the range when it's inclement weather, to now the additional pitching yep. greens and putting green and what they did to the practice tee down below the facility, it is amazing.
Yeah, we're fortunate. You know, we've been lucky to be able to build this beautiful Hope Family Golf Complex in 2013. And, you know, it's home for both the men's and women's team. And, you know, I know when I was here, we would have definitely would have loved to have something like this. But, you know, the recruits are excited when they come in and see our facility. And certainly it gives us the opportunity to continue to train throughout the off season, so that, you know, we are able to go compete in the early part of February, where, you know, 5 years ago, I don't think that was probably realistic, but now we're able to continue our practice and training throughout the winter. Our outdoor area is awesome. And, yeah, it really is a home for these guys. And, you know, we've got our former players coming back and using it as well. You know, we just had, Iam Vandersee and Brian Bullington were back in town and came out and practiced here this weekend.
Nice. 9 o'clock Saturday. And Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck to the Hawkeyes coming up this weekend and at the Big Tens.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Head Coach Tyler Stitt joining us from down in Iowa City. And Brian, Rick's going to join us in a couple of weeks for our next edition of Caddy Smack. And
right.
We'll look forward to having you back then. But I think this is going to be a lot of fun having our show live on the Gym Class.
I made it. I didn't make any mistakes live.
You did great.
Unlike us.
Would you like to take... What are you doing 3 o'clock every day?
Right.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank
Brian's,
you.
Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. And he joins us here on Caddy Smack. Mark, we're bowling tonight. penultimate.
The penultimate week. We finish up with our nemesis rivals, the Pen Pals. battle for the Schmedium satin jacket.
Yes, it is. The satin jacket will be in the arena tonight.
25 and 26. Should be a lot of fun.
Should be a lot of fun. Of course, Bowling Night in America brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. I promise I'm getting out of the 150s tonight. I'm going to get back to where I belong.
Otherwise, you're going to be wearing that Schmedium jacket.
I may be wearing that Schmedium jacket. Hey, if I don't, we may not have the Schmedium jacket. So it's the, you know, you have Yankees, Red Sox. We've said it before. Giants, Dodgers. It's nothing like Rusty Nails Pen Pals.
Not at all. We'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be tonight out at May City Bowl. We'll have a complete report coming your way tomorrow. Also, John Cranton from Jim Fice Sports will join us coming up tomorrow. Dan Shonka joins us on Friday down at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the KGYM Road Trip. We'll talk about the NFL Draft upcoming here, and we'll talk about specifically Drew Ott. You can also go ahead and text a question to Dan. That'll be coming up on Friday. Hope you enjoyed it, and the APC coming up next. You've been listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Today we're going to explain how Straight Talk Wireless is the same but better than your current plan.
How can something be the same but better?
Stay